everyone. Welcome, welcome. Sorry it took me a few extra minutes to get on here today. Just having, you know, some fun tech stuff going on. So if you're still here with me, I would love for you to just drop in and be here, be in the present moment. Obviously, if you are currently driving or operating some type of equipment or in a place that does not allow you to fully drop into this or that would compromise your safety in any way, then I urge you to catch the replay later when you can be in a very calm and quiet place where you can focus on this energy shifting and cord cutting meditation that's going to bring you, it's going to bring you through a state of energy cleansing. So it's got a couple objectives, right? We have a couple objectives here today. My objective is to get you through a state of energetic cleansing to where you just feel like you are ready, you are fully embodied and ready to make your next moves, to take those aligned action steps towards what you really want to be doing, right? So this is an energy cleanse and cord cutting. So for those of you who are not familiar with cord cutting, what is this? It is energetic cord cutting. This is, it's a way you can cut ties energetically. So cut ties from past energies surrounding specific people, specific events, specific past situations, hurts, disappointments, anything that you are holding on to in your energetic body that is causing you to feel like you're in stuck in loops of emotions or loops of certain ways of feeling. You want to cut the energetic ties to anything that is tying you to those, right? So as I walk you through this meditation, you're going to be imagining that you're cutting the ties to those specific people, situations, past events, or this is my favorite one, you can also cut cords and cut ties to past versions of yourself. So, for example, if you are someone who is trying to move forward and be more confident and take more action in your life and do more things that light you up and that bring you joy and all of those things bring you abundance, you want to go back. You want to imagine yourself cutting cords, cutting the ties, cutting the cords to the past version of yourself who wasn't fully embodying all of those things that you would like to be right now in this present moment, right? So if you are choosing that path, you're going to go back and cut the cord to the past version of yourself. And it's a really powerful exercise for you to get this renewed sense of energy, to get this energetic cleanse. And as we're on, I don't see anybody. If you're here live, just say hi so I know you're here. But if on this energetic day of 222, so just a little bit of background on that, and then I'll go into the meditation because I know I came on late. 222 is another one of those powerful energetic portal days, right? So this is a powerful day for resetting our energy, for aligning with the path that we truly want to be taking towards our manifestations. Why is 222 so powerful? It is an angel number that supports us in taking those steps, that supports us in those new beginnings, that supports us in the energy clearing, that supports us in following our highest self, right? So that's why this day is especially powerful for this, and I wanted to have this meditation today. So I know a lot of people are unable to watch this live, so I'm just going to get started with the meditation, and whenever you are able to catch this full meditation on the replay, or if you're watching live, whenever you're able to, I just want you to fully drop in and try to be somewhere quiet and comfortable. Try to minimize distractions, turn your phones off or on silent mode, and just really try to embody all of the energy that's being transferred through here today, right? So I invite you to begin. We're going to begin by just finding a really comfortable place. And I want you to just find a really comfortable place to sit where you feel at ease, where you feel peaceful, and where you're not straining any part of your body. You are just peacefully within your body, feeling every part of your body. And I want you to take just a moment now to adjust your spine, to allow your shoulders to roll back slightly, to allow your arms and your hands to drop gently by your side. And now I want you to just start to feel this deep, deep wave of relaxation and peace that is just washing through your entire body. And when it feels good to you, I want you to slowly start to close down your eyes, and I want you to begin to center yourself in your awareness. Just become really aware of your body and start to focus on your breathing. You're feeling the air enter and exit your body. You're not forcing the air. You're just naturally breathing, naturally letting that air flow in and flow out. Now tune into the weight of gravity. Feel the weight of your body sitting here right now. Feel the sensation of the clothes on your skin. Just deeply feel all the sensations that you're able to feel as you're sitting here today. Let yourself be here in the present moment, completely here in the now. Just let any thoughts of outside, of anything you need to do, drop any of your to-do lists. Just be here right now in the present moment, just here fully embodied, focusing on the air entering and leaving your body. Now feeling this on your next inhale, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and exhale with a long audible sigh. Take another deep breath in and again fully exhale with a long audible sigh, if that feels good to you. Take one more deep breath in and exhale fully and completely. At the bottom of this breath, one more time, just let your stomach and your rib cage fully expand into the inhale, and then fully allow the exhale to go out with a big deep sigh and a big deep breath out. Now I just want you to return to whatever pace of breathing feels best for you. And just notice how refreshing those three deep cleansing breaths felt. And I want you to set an intention in your heart to feel at least tenfold that sense of deep cleansing throughout the course of this meditation. And as you begin to imagine that you are in a lush, green, beautiful, magical forest, and everything around you is just shining in the little pockets of sunlight that are glistening through the tall oak trees all around you. You're getting this sense and this feeling that everything around you is just earthy, connected, peaceful, and cleansing. You feel the cleansing air going in and out of your lungs in this forest. The air you breathe in has a beautiful, clean, healing quality to it. And now you can hear the gentle movement of a spring of water that's up ahead running through the forest. As you gaze at this water, you recognize that this water symbolizes harmony, peace, prosperity, joy, and love. The energy that is flowing around this spring of water has the ability to wash away anything that is not of the highest, most loving vibrations that are best for you. So you feel this yearning in your soul to walk towards this stream of water. The closer you get, the more you start to hear the bubbling water bubbling up and splashing against the giant rocks that have been embedded into the stream. The stream is so refreshing and so inviting. And you allow yourself to take off your shoes and socks if you have them on, and to place your feet into the waters of the stream. Even though the water is a little bit cool, it feels inviting and gentle and cleansing. There is a graceful cleansing quality to this water. You recognize as you sit here next to this stream of water that it is not quite water at all. It is a cleansing, clearing frequency of light that is washing away anything that is of not of your highest, most loving vibration. So you spend a few moments just feeling deeply into this clearing and releasing anything you are holding on to that does not align with your highest, most loving vibration, that does not align with your soul path and with your higher self's plan for your life here on earth. And you start to notice the physical sensations that you're starting to experience as this cleansing water is starting to wash away anything that is no longer serving you. And now you just direct your attention to anything, any energetic ties or cords that you might be holding on to, and we're going to cleanse them all away here today. So often, when a relationship ends, becomes hurtful, strained, or unhelpful, we must clear the energy between us and the other person. This could also be a past event, a past situation that was hurtful or harmful to you, or a past version of yourself that you would like to cut the cord from and no longer feed on that energy from your past self moving forward. If it's in our highest good to do so, we can cut these cords here today while we're in the cleansing stream of water in the magical forest. So in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine standing in front of you someone that was or currently is in your life that you are having issues perhaps communicating with or having difficulties with in some way. Perhaps you didn't feel fully seen or heard. Or imagine a past situation or an event that was hurtful, traumatizing, or sad. That even though this event is over, you still have feelings and emotions that are attached to this past event or situation. Or you can imagine a past version of yourself that you wish to let go of in order to step into a renewed sense of energy and peace within your life. So just know that whichever person, situation, or version of yourself that you choose, see this person or this scene in front of you and imagine yourself standing a comfortable distance away. If you are experiencing any emotions or triggers coming up with this person, situation, event, or past version of yourself, you may want to express out loud, "It's okay." Just allow the feelings, emotions, or triggers to rise up within you. If you are having this experience of triggers, emotions, or feelings coming up within you, I want you to notice the specific words that are coming up for you. And imagine these words as scrolling across a screen in front of you, from left to right. And as these words move across the screen from left to right, They are gone. They're going, they're completely gone off of the screen. And there's an ending to these words. See this happening right now with any triggers or emotions or words that are coming up for you now. And as you stand across from this person, past scenario or past version of yourself in front of you, just allow your gaze to soften and imagine the various cords that are connecting you to this person, situation, or past version of yourself. There is no right or wrong way to see these cords. You can make them any color you like, any size, any shape. They may be small, large, thick, thin, connecting back to front, or front to back, or head to heart, or all of it. Whatever way you imagine these cords connecting is just the perfect way for you. So allow yourself to see them now and keep gently breathing. Remember that by cutting these cords, you are not ending the relationship with this person. You are simply cutting away the unhealthy parts and patterns of the relationship so that you can both have a clean slate if you choose to do so. If you are cutting the cords to a past situation or a past version of yourself, you are also cutting away the unhealthy parts and patterns from the past so that you can personally have a clean slate moving toward your next joyful, amazing, abundant chapter. Just remember, this is all within the highest good for all. And we only do this as long as it benefits the highest good of all. So now, with the tool of your choice, I want you to cut all of these energetic cords. You can use scissors, an axe, a blowtorch, or anything else you want. You can use multiple tools if you feel the need. Just watch as every cord, every single last cord disconnects, drops, or recoils away from you and away from the other person, past situation, or past version of yourself. Staying completely mindful and in the present moment as you do this. And I want you to continue cutting all the cords until you feel completely done. Now take a nice, slow, deep breath in and release that breath out. And from the very center of your being, I want you to notice a light deep within you, deep within your body and soul. Now expand this light through every part of your being. All parts of your body are just drinking this light in. This light is expanding through every single part of your body, through every chakra in your body, cleansing and clearing out any stagnant energy that remains within any parts. This healing light is cleansing away any remnants from the cords, any roots to the cords, and any unhealthiness or negative emotions left behind from the relationship with this person or from this past situation or event or from this past version of yourself. The healing light is completely cleansing away anything left lingering within. See this light bathing you, bathing your entire being, your entire body, your entire soul right now. And with another deep breath in, I want you to expand this light further outside of yourself. Just push this light, extending it beyond your physical and spiritual body. Extend this light to expand. See this circle of light expanding and surrounding any of the people that you have cut cords with. This circle of light expands and surrounds all of these people standing in front of you. And extend and expand this light out even further. Extend and expand this light out to those past situations, to those past hurtful scenarios, or those past situations that you were holding on to emotionally in your mind, body, and your soul. Extend this circle of light all the way out back to the past. And extending back out to all of the past versions of yourself that you no longer want to hold on to moving forward. Extend this circle of light out to everything that you have imagined today, that you are cutting ties from energetically, cleansing yourself, cleansing your mind, body, and soul of any of this energetic clutter that you are holding on to. This light is bathing everything in such a healing and energetically refreshing way. This light is cleansing everyone and every situation and everything in a healing, loving energy. So you set the intention to cleanse all people, all past events, and all past versions of yourself. And you allow yourself to move forward in a healthy way that is in the highest good for all. So now, just take a deep breath in, and I want you to just acknowledge and nod softly to any person, past situation, or past version of yourself, just with a gentle nod, acknowledging that this happened. It is in the past, but it is now time for them to release the energy back into their bodies, back into the past, back into the past version of you. So we are now releasing this energy back into the past. It is no longer going to move forward with you in your present life or in your future life. And as you experience the relief of what no longer serves you, your energy begins to lift. Your energy begins to light up. You feel lighter. You feel calmer. You feel more energized. And you find yourself still sitting next to that beautiful, cleansing, calming stream of water in the magical forest of light. The energetic attachments that once coursed through you are now pouring out. They're exiting out. They're running out from your feet, throughout your body. They are running out into the stream. And the stream is transmuting those energetic attachments into positive light energy. This renewed energy uplifts you, rejuvenates you, lifts you up with the highest energy of love, joy, peace, prosperity, abundance, and a calm knowing that when you step back into your day-to-day, you are going to be completely energetically cleansed of these past ties that were living within your energetic body. Tune into the power of this deep healing energetic experience. You are love. You are light. And your energy aligns with all of that and with the intention you set here today and through this process now. So I want to give you just a few minutes to integrate everything. And when you're ready, I want you to feel yourself come back into your body, back into the room. Notice the surface you're sitting on and start to become gently aware of the sensations coming back to your physical body as you slowly come back into the room. You feel the sensations start to come back into your hands, into your fingers. You wiggle your fingers. You feel the sensations start to come back into your feet and toes. You wiggle your toes and you just ground yourself energetically back into the present moment, into the room. And whenever you're ready, you can open back up your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths in and out. And make sure that after this meditation, you drink lots of water. You might feel compelled to pull out a journal and start to journal about what came up for you during this energy cleansing meditation and cord cutting. You might want to journal about anything you feel needs to be addressed, anything that came up, or you might want to document the experience of the cord cutting and any emotions or feelings that were associated with it. So whatever you're feeling called to do, I invite you to do that. You might want to take a grounding step outside into nature or a walk. Whatever you're feeling called to do, just follow that intuition. And I will leave you with that today. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And I will see you all on the next meditation.